You're now tuned in to the most popular podcast that you never heard of.
Live
from all over the country.
From all over the country.
It's De Cav, De Pod, De Podcav. Coming at you right now.
Hey, this is the first episode of the podcast. Technically, it's not the first episode of the podcast because we already filmed a couple, but we're here. We got some things to talk about. Today's date is March 7th, and we here. What's good, fellas?
Hey, what's good, B? What's going on, Jack?
Yo, what's up, man? What's up? What's up? What's up?
Check it out. Just announced this AM, Logan Paul versus Mike Tyson on July 20th at the AT&T Stadium in Texas, where the Cowgirls play. Mike Tyson is 57 with a record of 50 wins, 44 knockouts, and 6 losses.
And a record of being an absolute savage.
He's going to take on Jake Paul, who's 27 with a record of 9-1, and it'll be streamed on Netflix. What y'all think about this?
Man, I got Tyson in an easy win. Easy. It's not even going to be close. You know, with old men, we already got that old man strength, you know. But if you're Mike Tyson, it's just going to be crazy. I think the only way Paul has a shot is if it's an exhibition fight where they kind of take it easy on each other and, you know, want to extend the fight. That way, viewers get their money worth. But, hey, if it's a real fight, Mike Tyson in an easy win.
All right, so hold up, man. Jake Paul has no shot. All right, if it's a real fight, Paul has no shot. This is what I want. I want Tyson to revert back to the old Evander Holyfield days, and I want him to forget about the bag, to forfeit the bag, and beat the living shit out of one of them Paul boys. But I don't see it happening because I feel like if anybody would have been able to do that and wouldn't have cared about the bag, it would have been Floyd Mayweather, and he let Logan Paul ride. So
you want to see, man, Tyson do something illegal, pretty much.
Yo, not illegal, man. I want him to remember he's a motherfucking man and not sit over here and spar with this kid, bro. Like, come on, man. Like, he's fucking Mike Tyson. Watch his highlights, bro. Watch his highlights.
If you're Tyson, you already got the bag, so you don't need to,
I think there's a clause in the contract, bro, that if you violate it, you got to forfeit the bag. I think that's what everybody's complaining about with the Paul boys.
So what do you mean, though? What do you mean? Like, if something illegal, like an ear-biting situation with the Holyfield fight?
Of course, an ear-biting, bro. I would love to see him bite.
I would love to see him bite his fucking ear off, cuz.
That would be crazy.
Yo, I bet they're going to have bets about that, too.
It's going to be a prop bet.
Oh, Vegas, 100%, yeah, it's 100% going to be a prop bet, you know?
But, I mean, if you watch Tyson's podcast, man, he's more mellow now, but I don't buy it. I think Tyson – well, actually, man, I saw Tyson be a savage on somebody. I can't remember, man, but, like, the dude pissed him off, and Tyson just looked at him.
Wasn't it on an airplane or something?
Nah. It was actually on his podcast, and the Tyson just looked at him like –
Gave him that
it was
Tyson
like
look.
Super awkward, man, and like the dude Tyson was about to beat his ass. I can't remember who it was, man. I have to look it up. I hate giving misinformation
on YouTube too. You can watch the clips of Tyson sparring, and that man is hitting like he's in his 20s, 30s still. So I mean, I feel bad for Paul. It's going to be. I don't think this fight's going to go past what, 2 rounds, in my opinion.
Is it a real fight or an exhibition, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's the key. We have to know that.
I'm going to definitely pay for this fight. Because if anybody has a history of going off script, it's fucking Mike Tyson. Like,
it's an exhibition fight, fellas.
Oh,
so,
my God, man.
What does that change? Does that change anything or what?
Yeah, man, because that means there's a no-knockdown clause, bro. Why the hell I want to see Mike Tyson if he can't freaking unleash his beast, man? That's crazy.
Paul. Whoa. That's crazy.
Oh, man, unleash his beast.
Oh, wow. Hey, man, pause, bro. I said it. It's all good.
But it kind of reminds me of Tyson when he fought Roy Jones, right? You could tell Tyson wasn't giving it his all. He wasn't trying to knock him out. And that's what I was worried about with this Paul fight. Is Tyson going to come in there like a savage, or do they have some stipulations in the contract to kind of tame the aggressiveness of the fight? That's my concern.
That's what they did with the Mayweather joint, man. But Mayweather, like, if you remember correctly, Mayweather knocked Logan Paul out and held him up.
I do remember that.
If you remember watching that fight, I think it was like 6 rounds.
You can see that clip on YouTube where he kind of grabs him to hold him up a little
bit. He's just holding him like, yo, wake up.
Hey, my money's still on Tyson, though. Money on Tyson all day.
I mean, bro, I don't even think it's a competition at that point. I would just love for Tyson just to like be like, oh, I didn't know my own strength. It's like, that'd be badass, man. But, I mean, we'll see.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm there for it.
We'll definitely see. One thing is definitely going to break box office records as far as fights.
100%. I was actually thinking that earlier. I was wondering, is this going to break all records as far as viewership, you know, sales? I think it may. It's going to be close.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking we need to get our status up to that level and just like, man, put me in the ring with one of those motherfuckers, man. I'll be in that bitch for like, I'll give Tyson a good 3 rounds. And
Jack, you're crazy today. What is going on? You're going to give Tyson 3 rounds?
You know, this is
rounds.
Ridiculous, man. All right. I mean, Paul's got to mean something, but damn, man, I can't even say a damn word without, I ain't playing these games.
You
got to
relax today. You
Everybody knows
relax.
The fuck
Too
I mean.
Too early in the morning for that.
Right. Go ahead, man. Say what you were saying.
I was saying, man, like, I would, bro, give me like $5 million. I'd fight Mike Tyson. I'd give him 3 rounds. 3 rounds.
3 rounds?
Yeah, 3 rounds. Not unprotected, though.
So what if he knocks you out in the first round? You getting back up? You have to get back up.
Motherfucker, like, if you, how many people have you seen get up after Mike Tyson knocked him the fuck out?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you say you're going 3 rounds with Tyson, if you get knocked out, you got to get 3 rounds for the $5 million. You have to last five rounds.
No.
Or 3 rounds.
I'm signed on for 3 rounds, but if he finishes me in one, dude, that's it. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy,
I mean, look
too.
At the shit. Look at the shit with Ben Askren and Jake Paul, man. Like, Ben Askren, like, took one punch from Jake Paul and got his bag. I think he got, like, $15 million or some shit for that. So, shit, I'll do that, man.
All right, so the fight between Logan Paul and Mike Tyson, again, it's on July 20th on Netflix. Make sure you tune in. One more time, who do you both have?
Tyson. Easy.
The thing is, if it's an exhibition, dude, it's like probably a no knockdown clause. There's probably no winner. Because there wasn't a winner in the Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson fight, right? We just got to watch him fight. That's basically what it's going to be, man. So it ain't like who you got. Do I want to see Mike Tyson go off script? 100%, man. Remember who you are, Mike. Remember who you are, Mike.
Baddest man on the planet, Mike.
Baddest
come on,
man
don't let
on
us
the
down.
Fucking dude. Don't I would just down. Love it like 3 rounds in, man. If Jake Paul's like over there doing his little shit and Mike Tyson's just like, fuck this.
Acting all cute. You know what I mean? Paul trying to act all cute. All of a sudden, Tyson just goes into beast mode. Yes,
bro,
sir. I'm ready.
I would love that. I want to see it. That, man. All
right, so check it out. We hit the net and asked people what their biggest turn off was. We're going to hear what they have to say, and then I'm going to ask y'all what y'all biggest turnoff is. Check it out.
What is the biggest turnoff for you when dating with the opposite sex?
Hell, she say that she got like a whole lot of guy friends and shit. I ain't fucking with it.
If you don't smell good and for a bitch, if your hygiene not up there.
So same thing.
What's up, my nice friend?
Hold on. Go ahead. Say it. I know you want to say it. Say it.
Oh, no. I love black people. I very much love it.
Are we on a podcast?
You,
with
are,
the
yes, you sir. Are on a podcast. What's going on?
What's the topic?
If you're dating somebody, right, what's one thing they can do where you be like, I ain't fucking with you anymore?
If she fuck with a nigga that look remotely close to you, I would never fuck with that bitch again.
Damn.
Dog. I would never.
What you got against me, man?
Because for number one, you got a receding hairline. Your shit is about to be gone.
If she's ugly, I think that's the biggest turn.
No, I mean,
long nails.
The ratchet shit. You don't like that ratchet shit?
I don't fuck with long nails, man.
Oh, I'm on a podcast? What the f? Can I be cursing?
Yes. Curse as much as you want.
You say whatever you want.
I think the biggest turnoff would probably be like immaturity, bro.
Bad breath.
Most people said hygiene.
Nah, if her breath smells, it's a mad turnoff. She could be a 10, but if that shit smell like Dookie, nah, the dick's soft.
Too friendly, man. If the girl's too friendly, she gotta go.
Oh my God, bro. What the?
Oh man, my biggest turnoff, bro, is a bitch with dirty ass feet.
Alright, fellas, so what's your biggest turnoff?
My biggest turnoff easily is body odor or bad breath. Easily. Easily. Easily.
Body odor is a good one. Body odor is a good one. I would say for me, mine's going to be a little bit different, right? I would say for me, my biggest turnoff is a girl that's on social media that feels like she's a celebrity when she's just a regular chick.
Well, all of them.
Biggest turnoff in the world. Biggest. Just be who you are. You know, if you got a couple followers, doesn't mean you're Kim Kardashian or Ice Spice. You're just a regular chick from the block. That's it.
I mean, bro, you can't really knock them for that, though, man, because, like, people just crave attention in general. You know
but it's
saying?
Guys that gas them up, too. So it's partially our fault, you know, because we'll see a chick on social media. She'll post a nice picture, and then she gets a million likes, right? Or we slide in their DMs and hit her with a bunch of messages that inflates their head to the point they feel like they're celebrities when they're just everyday girls. So that's my thing, though. I mean, I don't mind the chicks getting the attention, but don't let it go to your head.
I mean, I'll be real. I don't really do that. I've probably done that for some chicks, but like I see some dudes on every single post, thirsty as fuck.
So thirsty.
Like, crazy. Baby, please talk to me. Like, baby, please read my DMs.
Yeah,
it's
you could do
like,
so much better than him. You know, he's a boy. Yeah. You need yourself a man. It's like, shut up.
Yeah, man. You got to stop being a hater, man. Haters don't get no love, man. I agree. Haters don't get no love.
Facts.
Hey,
fuck that.
My biggest turn off is a girl with ugly feet. Straight up.
So you would take, you would let your girl stink and have bad breath as long as she had nice feet?
Well, we don't want that either, but you know, he's just saying his biggest one.
But you can take care of that though. Like, yo, hop in the shower. Yo, go brush your teeth. That's easy. But like,
not having, if you got halitosis, bro. God bless those chicks' hearts, man.
But hold up, B, when you're saying feet, are we talking, you want to see like the pedicure, like, or just like the shape of the feet, like big feet is a turnoff for you, or
no? So the toes got to be aligned properly. The polish needs to be done. Mm.
They can't be ashy either.
Can't be ashy, man. Facts. It's just that, like, having cute feet is a flex, and not a lot of chicks know that. But like right now, ladies, I promise you, there's a guy on your Instagram scrolling through your page, pulling up your picture and zooming in on your feet. I promise you, it's happening right now. Like, that's why girls out here are selling feet pics. It's the thing. Like, I don't want to be sucking on toes and stuff, but it's just nice to see a girl with nice aligned toes where they aren't like all jacked up and all over the place. You know,
or like one toe, the toe that's not supposed to be as long is longer than the other ones. You know, right. I know what you're talking about. I got you.
Yeah,
I'm with
you.
I'm with
you. Hey, sundress season, white toe season is coming up, ladies. Let's go.
Wear them open toe sandals, ladies. Let us know what's going on.
B is big on the sundress. For me, the sundress is overrated, though.
Oh,
anybody else
crazy?
Agree? No,
the sundress is. Oh, I love sundress.
I feel
season,
like they're
man.
Overrated, though.
Kidding me? Oof, love that shit.
Hey, sign me up for the spandex all day over the sundress.
Look, oh, you a yoga guy?
Yeah,
you
man.
A yoga
them
pants
yoga
guy? Pants.
Sucker for the yoga pants. Sucker.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, I can see it, but I'm a sundress guy, man. I'm with you
all
B.
day.
I'm with
I
you.
I feel
man.
Like sundress doesn't fully capture the figure. It leaves too much to the imagination.
I love when the ass cheeks eat up that dress in the back, because that's the best part. Be honest with you, they ain't doing that in no yoga pants.
Yeah.
No.
Hold on, bro.
Let's rewind that back, man. But hey, it just looks nicer in a sundress. Be
I
honest.
Guess you
it
can't really lose does. With either or, right?
It's something. Yeah, it's something about chicks. It's something about chicks and sundresses, man. Yes. If you're listening, if my future wife is out there listening,
or husband,
wear them sundresses, motherfucker. Get out of here, man. No fruit.
Hey, man. So I have a question that I want to kind of put out there. Is it a violation when you're spending quality time with a woman and you're getting into sexual activities to keep a shirt on, or do you have to be fully naked? What do y'all think?
So wait, you're telling me you're fucking a girl like Winnie the Pooh?
That is funny. That is funny. You know, I've done it with like my chain still on, my watch still on. Do you have to be completely naked though?
I've done it with my chain on before, and it busted a chick in the face.
Wouldn't be surprised if Soul fucked that bitch with a hoodie and the hat and the glasses.
My shoes still on, my socks. Look, I mean, for me, I don't know about y'all. I mean, y'all a little more physically in shape than myself, but for me, ain't nobody trying to see my bird chest. You know what I mean? God bless me below the belt line. You know, that's where he gave me all my blessings. Everything up here, this section, ain't it. Ain't it.
So you're insecure about your naked body is what you're trying to say.
I mean, I've been naked plenty of times, but it's not something I have to do. It's not something that's mandatory for me. If it's a spur of the moment thing, I may not, you know, get to the full nakedness situation.
Wait, so do you always have sex with a shirt on?
No. But I'm saying, is it a violation to?
I think it is.
You think it's a violation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. It's weird, bro.
It depends on the situation.
You're out here Winnie the Poohing it up, dog.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it depends on the situation, right?
If it's a quickie.
Is it a quickie?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's not a 100% all the time thing, but there's occasions to where I'm not sometimes got my socks on. You know what I mean? Don't take the socks off. It happens.
Yeah, I know females who do get mad that, like, if you fucking with socks on, right? And, dude, I'll tell you when it is a violation. I'll tell you what not to do with socks on. If you have hardwoods, right, and you're like basically off the bed and the chick's on the bed and you're giving her back shots, do not wear socks, bro.
What,
that shit
slipping, right. Sliding,
yeah. You're gonna slide, yeah, across,
you're
the
sliding
floor.
You're sliding across the floor, bro.
I'm with you. Like, I'm with you. I may moonwalk on her, hitting her, yeah, from the back, you know what I mean? You never know, you can be that hardwood floor and put a moonwalk on her.
Next thing you know, man, you know, fucking fella busted your face wide open.
Yeah, dude, that wouldn't, like, be cool at all.
That, hey, it's a good, cool thing I put one leg up on the bed though.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Jack be back there humping like a fucking jackrabbit with 2 feet on the wood. You know what I mean? Nah, cuz
I'm tall though, man. I put one leg up on the bed, man. I'm gonna fucking pull a damn hamstring, dude. That's crazy. The fuck? What have you been doing? Yoga, B? Is B doing yoga in his spare time? Like, the fuck?
Preparation.
Yeah, hey, I'm gonna get a fucking spasm, dude, and the whole moment's gonna be over with.
Too funny. Like, I don't know. I personally, guys, I don't feel like it's a violation. If it's a 100% all the time thing, definitely a violation. If it's an occasional thing, it happens. But we'll see what the people think.
I think the only way it's not a violation is if it's a quickie, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
And I'll tell you what, I don't care how big of a quickie it is, I will never pull my dick through my zipper. I will never do that shit.
That is wild.
I'll never do that shit.
Trying to think if I've ever done that. No, I don't think I have, man. I don't think I have.
Hey, yo. All right, man. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the Podcav, DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, listen to us anywhere you listen to any of your podcast streams. Back to you, B.
And that's all. So, you got anything to say before we head out?
Hey, man, all I got to say is we still ain't canceled yet, so let's go, man. We got a couple more weeks to go before they on us. But, hey, so far, so good. Love it.
Hell yeah. All right, we out of here.